from Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. And we're going to be talking today with Sparta head basketball coach John Norton and athletic director Stacy Cromper. The 56th annual Midwinter Classic coming up here next week. So real quick here, we've got a different team in this year and people can look for some exciting high school basketball coming up next week. All right, I'll tell you what, we will take a break and we'll come back and we'll get started. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff. Let's go ahead and jump right in here. The Sparta Midwinter Classic, the 56th annual, coming up next week, next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and concluding next Saturday with your seventh place through the championship game. We'll start things off here with Sparta Bulldog head coach John Norton. Coach, we mentioned this is the 56th annual. This Midwinter Classic has been going on a number of years.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a tournament that we take a lot of pride in, you know, going back to whenever, you know, just I was a kid and, you know, coming to the tournaments and watching my brother play and just seeing a lot of the teams coming in and out. And, you know, every year we have a really good field. You know, Dave Peck used to do a really good job running this tournament, and Coach Williams did an excellent job the past few years. So we're looking forward to having another great tournament this year. We got a good field again this year. We have Columbia is the only change this year. Columbia is coming in and replacing Alton Marquette. Quite a haul for Marquette to get here every year, but they were a great team. But we're really excited about having Columbia because Columbia is another good basketball program, really good community that supports their team. So we're looking forward to having them this year as well.
So that's basically as far as teams go, that's the only change for this year.
Yep. So we'll have the normal teams in Pool A this year. We go by pool play once again. So in Pool A, we'll have Freeburg and Sparta, Trico and Redbud. And then on the other side in Pool B, Waterloo, Columbia, Murfreesboro, and Steelville. So when you look up and down at all those teams, you know, they're not only, you know, good basketball programs, a lot of good communities with good community support, which is, you know, something that we really, really enjoy, filling the gym up on a nightly basis and seeing a lot of support for these teams and these programs. But it's a lot of good basketball teams too. Year in, year out, I think we have a really competitive tournament, but I think this one's going to be very competitive from top to bottom. You know, setting up this pool, the pools and everything, it was difficult to kind of place everybody, you know, in the correct spot, but, you know, we felt like we did the best job as possible we could. We got a lot of teams, you know, we got a few teams that are in the same conference, so we wanted to make sure we separated them. Steelville and Redbud have already played each other twice, so we wanted to make sure we separated those two teams. Columbia and Freeburg are rivals in the Cahokia Conference, so we made sure we separated them, and then we kind of went the rest of the way based on records and just kind of looked at who has played each other. For example, Trico and Steelville have already played each other twice in the first 2 months of the season. So even though that's a really big rivalry game and we love seeing that game because it's a really good atmosphere, we felt like, you know, in fairness to those teams, you know, let them play somebody different. So we separated Trico and Steelville. And then same way with Waterloo and Freeburg. They've played each other twice already in the first 2 months of the season. So could easily put them in the same pool, would have worked out pretty well. But we kind of wanted to go with that theory of not putting somebody in the same pool where they play each other for the third time this year. And I think the pools really shook out pretty fair, and I think they came out pretty well where there's going to be a lot of competitive games. If you look at it, there's probably a pretty clear top three in the tournament with Freeburg, Murfreesboro, and Columbia all having coming in with very good records. Freeburg's at 13-4, Murfreesboro's at 11-4, and Columbia's at 9-5 right now. And then four through eight, I think you would probably throw all those teams in a hat and pick. And on any given night, anybody's capable of beating the other. And I think anybody's capable of knocking off one of the top teams as well if they come to play on that on any given night. So I think there's a lot of parity this year from top to bottom, and it's going to be a really good tournament each and every night. I see competitive games, from the 5:30 game to the 8:30 game, and I wouldn't be surprised to see some upsets and, some things maybe shaken out differently than what people thought originally.
Right. I see the championship game last year came down to Murfreesboro and Freeburg.
So. Right, exactly. Last year it was kind of Freeburg or Alton Marquette and Murfreesboro were, top two teams in their pool, and they squared off pretty early in the tournament. So this year, we put Murfreesboro and Columbia, the top two teams, kind of in that pool, playing a little later in the week. But like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if, another team snuck in there, and to say there's a top team in the tournament or a top couple teams in the tournament, it's fair to say. But, at the end of the week, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody surprises somebody else, and maybe the championship game or the third place game isn't exactly what it might think might what it might look like on paper.
Right. Any thoughts on some of the games to keep an eye on?
Yeah, and like I said, I was kind of, before coming on here, I was kind of looking at, is there a certain night that really has some good matchups in it? And it's just hard to look at and see, who's going to be where. And so I really can't pick a night where I just see, these games are going to be great, because I think every one has the possibility to be really good. We're in Pool A. We haven't seen Freeburg yet, but we played Trico and Redbud already, and we've gotten beat by both of those teams. Both of them good games, but they were able to pull it out and beat us. On the other side, you got a lot of teams that haven't played each other yet. Waterloo has played Columbia once earlier in the year, and that's a pretty big rivalry over there in Monroe County. So I think on Wednesday night at 7, Waterloo and Columbia go against each other. I think that always has the setup to be a really, really fun game. I know Columbia got them early in the year, but Waterloo's playing really good basketball right now. I think they've won 4 out of their last 5 since we've kind of come up with these seedings, so they're playing well, and they're getting ready to play in the championship game down at the Chester tournament this weekend, so they're playing well. I know Trico's kind of got hit by the injury bug a little bit, but that's a team that, the record may not show how good of a basketball team they are. I know the injury bug has kind of got them a little bit, but like I said, they've been playing some good basketball, really competitive basketball. They've beaten Stillville twice this year. Like I said, they beat us early in the year. They got a post player that's a really good basketball player, and the Lodge kid, and I look for them to be very competitive, and they should not be overlooked in my mind at all. Once again, if you ask me to look at a certain night or a certain matchup, it's hard for me to point to a specific one. I think, like I said, the Thursday night has a possibility of being some really good basketball games. Unfortunately, we're not on the schedule that night, but it's going to be fun to just sit back and watch some of those. Trico and Redbud, that's a pretty big game there, and this is the first year they really haven't played each other yet since Redbud got out of the Trico tournament this year, so I think that'll be a good matchup. Waterloo and Steelville would be a good matchup. Steelville's really playing good basketball right now. They've come on as of late and beaten Redbud a couple times. And like I said, Waterloo's playing good basketball right now. And then you got Murfreesboro and Columbia, two good programs with good records that haven't seen each other. And, like I said, when we're setting up the tournament, that's really what we're kind of looking at, is good basketball teams that, we don't want to see teams that are going to play each other 3 or 4 times a year.
Right.
I really don't know many coaches or teams that want to see the same team over and over. You want to see different basketball teams, and I think that's what you're going to get a chance to do next week at the Midwinter.
And I guess from a coaching perspective too, looking at it, it gives you a chance and gives your team a chance to see other teams that they wouldn't normally play.
Absolutely. And like I said, there, you got your conference schedule, and you're set up to play the same team 2 times a year, and you kind of gear that, but you really don't want to play a conference team in a tournament if you don't have to, because you're just kind of know, playing more and the more scouting and such. But so we separated those conference teams and kept them from having to play each other three times in a season. And, you know, when you go into the regional seedings and things like that, you know, you want to show that you played different competition and different teams win or lose. You know, you played different teams tough or beaten somebody that maybe when you look at somebody else's schedule that you can compare. But, you know, beating the same team over and over or, you know, going back and forth, it's just, you know, in my opinion, high school basketball is about playing a lot of different teams. And this is one of the tournaments where we got a lot of, you know, teams that aren't from just the immediate area or the immediate county, where you got a chance to play some teams from Monroe County and Waterloo and Columbia. And, you know, Murfreesboro's never going to get a chance to see those teams. Steelville's not going to see those kind of teams. So in the same way with us, we never get to see Freeburg. They're not on our regular schedule. So I'm looking forward to playing Coach Lauer and his kids because they've got a really good team. And I know that'll be a really good challenge for us. So I think it's set up well, and like I said, I think there's going to be some really competitive games, and each night's going to be, you know, fun to watch. I see majority of these basketball games in both sides of the pool being decided in the fourth quarter.
All right. I'll tell you what, let's take a break here, and we'll come back and talk some more with Coach Norton and Athletic Director Stacy Cromper on the People Speak right after this. Welcome back, People Speak. I'm Jeff, talking with Coach John Norton, Sparta Bulldogs, talking about the 56th annual Midwinter Classic coming up here next week. Also joining us is Athletic Director Stacy Cromper. But Coach, one more thing I wanted to get in from you. This all culminates, as we said, on Saturday, January the 25th, where we have the seventh place game through the championship game.
Yeah, on Saturday we'll have, you know, that'll start at 4 o'clock because we got four games that day, and that'll be the crossover day where teams in Pool A play teams in Pool B, and, you know, that could be the opportunity where maybe some of these teams, even though we tried to separate them conference-wise, that they still might, you know, match up against one another. But that'll start at 4 o'clock. The seventh place game will start at 4, and then at 5:30 we'll have the fifth place game, followed by the third place game at 7. And then the championship game is scheduled for 8:30 that night. So, once again, I think that'll be another exciting day of basketball. If you asked me to fill in right now who would be playing where, I couldn't do it. And, you know, it goes the same for my kids. You know, I think we have a chance to play in any one of those slots as well. And, you know, if we don't play well, we'll be playing in the seventh place game. And if we play well, maybe we'll get ourselves a chance to be in the championship or third place game. So I don't think our team is any different than anybody else. It just kind of depends on who shows up to play and, you know, who makes the shots those nights. And, you know, but that's why high school basketball is fun.
True. Stacy, I guess a lot of this too, I mean, takes a lot of work and a lot of effort to put it all together.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of planning that goes into this tournament. I mean, it's not only a big event for our high school, but it's also a big event in our community. We have a lot of community sponsors. We did add a few more this year. Our sponsors for the tournament this year are the Sparta Rotary, Sparta McDonald's, Harms Excavating, Nighthawk Coal, CTS, Border North, Mevert Automotive, Overkill, and Country Companies. They all make donations to pay for the trophies for the tournament. We give each player, each coach, a t-shirt, plaques for the all-tournament team. In this tournament as well, we have a cheer competition. You know, we have donations to pay for their plaques and as well. Another thing that I think is great we do for the kids after every game, every athlete, we feed them. We give them burgers and, you know, things like that. So, again, our local business is imperative in doing this. Dairy Queen, McDonald's, Route 4, Lollies, they all take a night and we pick up food for them and bring it back and feed all of our players. And of course, I know it's well known in the Midwinter Classic for the hospitality room. This year we have Broadway Grill, Southside, Coca-Cola, and Walmart all made donations to keep that going and to make sure that everybody's fed well and everybody enjoys themselves. So there's a lot that goes behind it, and without the support of our community, it'd be really difficult to put it on.
Right, and you know, I mean, as I'm sure planning starts for next year's as soon as this year's is done.
Sure does.
What's your outlook on how things look for the tournament? I mean, as far as people coming in, just the conference, you know, the contest overall.
I mean, I'm looking forward to huge crowds. I mean, we have such a great facility in general, and I'm just looking forward to filling all the stands. And I think with the way we have the tournament set up this year, you know, a lot of local teams, like you said, a lot of teams that don't typically play each other. I mean, I'm looking forward to packing the gym.
Mm-hmm. Well, Coach, as you said, Alton Marquette has been in it in the past, and Columbia will be doing it this year. So therefore that, I mean, Alton would have been probably the furthest out. So all these teams are within driving distance of Sparta, so.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it always, you know, it always helps when you're having a winning season or a competitive program and, you know, more people come out and support. But, you know, you see just the teams we have locally. Redbud supports their teams. Trico supports their teams. Steelville supports their teams. And like I said, you know, Columbia and Waterloo are great communities that are going to support their programs. Freeburg's the same way. Coach Lauer's done an excellent job over there, and they got very good community support. So, you know, I think our gym is really underrated sometimes. You know, when you have opposing teams and coaches come over, they're kind of amazed the way our gym always looks and the size of it and stuff. And, you know, this tournament's really fun because we get to see the atmosphere a little more hyped up than others and get to fill it up a little bit more than usual. So I think teams enjoy coming to play in our gym because it is such a nice facility, and we got a lot of room in there for people to come, and it's a great atmosphere.
And as far as for spectators' point of view too, I think the way the setup is with the bleachers and that is really nice, and it's easy to get in and out of. And
yeah, it really is.
And the chair seats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you got a tournament like this where you got six or eight different teams playing in a night, it's nice to have the extra space to where you don't have somebody's fans from the previous game sitting right on top of the fans for the next game. You can kind of spread out and kind of, you know, get their sections in order. So I think there's a lot of advantages, you know, to us hosting this tournament and, you know, having our gym and our facilities available.
Stacey, this is your first year doing this, right?
Yes, this is my first year as athletic director.
So things are always a learning.
There's a learning curve in everything you do. And there's definitely a learning curve in just in general with all the athletics. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's a lot of prep behind this Midwinter Classic, but there's such history with it and such tradition. And I'm truly looking forward to it. I think we're going to have such a great turnout. And, you know, I can't wait to see all the people there and to watch great basketball. Mm-hmm. I remember last year at the tournament, every game was a good game. I couldn't believe that such great teams we watched.
Right. Okay, well, looks like the clock says we're about out of time, but Coach Norton, Stacey, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. We thank you, and we appreciate all you do. I know we got a lot of people. I got people from out of town that listen to our games quite a bit, and, you know, we appreciate all you guys do for our athletic programs.
All right, we'll plan on being out there and definitely bringing you the Sparta and Steelville games, and maybe we'll work on trying to do them all.
Great.
Sounds great.
All right. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again next time. Have a great day.